Oh boy, Garrett.
Oh boy, yeah.
Here we go again. Bridge is going up.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna have a little bit of time here, so you know.
Yeah. Boy, hasn't this weather been something?
It really has been. Quite lovely.
We were trying to figure out if the shipping season had closed or not. And we're right even up to a time when we should start thinking about vacations.
I know. Vacations. Yes.
Yeah. Remember the first vacation you went on?
No.
What's the very first that you recall?
The one that I remember.
A family vacation, of course.
Of course. When I was in kindergarten, I believe we went on the first family vacation to Florida. But, it was a good time. What was the first one that you remember, family vacation?
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. I remember going to Chicago.
Chicago.
Illinois. Well, actually, Downers Grove. My mother's sister lived in Downers Grove, and we would go see them on occasion. And I remember this particular time. We went in the 53 Chevrolet, and there were no freeways or anything. And it was August, I think. And really hot. God, it was hot.
But before you continue that story, this sounds good, but I just have to tell the people, like, you're getting bridged. And this is Gary and Kelly, and this is the podcast that's extremely light on Duluth history, especially this one, because we're talking about vacations, other places, but it is heavy on nostalgia. And I'm Kelly, and this
I'm Jerry.
Yes, and it is go time. So, all right, to set the scene, driving a 1953 Chevy to Chicago. About what year is this?
It was 1957.
And it is August, so it is flaming hot. What could go wrong?
Yeah, yeah. Now, you have to realize all the family vacations I ever took with my parents, we had no air conditioning in the car.
Terrific.
And we always went sometime in August.
Perfect.
All right?
Good choices.
And you didn't go on vacation in Duluth. You went somewhere else.
Oh, see, yes.
Vacation. But this particular one, we're going in the Chevy, and the windows are down. The wind is just roaring through this car. It must have been 80, 90 degrees. Oh, my God. And, you know, the old, are we there yet? Are we there yet? A lot of that. And I couldn't even use the, I got to go pee to get out of the car for a minute. I couldn't even do that.
What do you mean? What?
Well,
that's part of the road trip experience. It's like the kids got to go to the bathroom every hour.
Yeah, no. See, the Chevy had rubber floor mats. And if you peeled up one of the floor mats in the back there in the back seat, where I would stand holding on to the blanket rope, okay?
Oh, of course, as you do.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Perfectly safe because I was hanging on, right?
Yep.
And you could peel that up, and there was a hole in the floor. Apparently, a rubber plug went in there about the size of a 50-cent piece.
What?
Okay. Yeah, you know, it was back in the day.
No. There's a hole in the floor on purpose?
Yeah. So, if you, the cars had wells, foot wells.
Sure.
And if you got water in there, you could just take that plug out and let it drain out. It was practical if you put the plug back in, but apparently the plug was missing on this particular car, and
okay.
You know, you just flop the mat over it, and it's all good. But if I had to pee, I would just have to tell Ma, and she would give me the orange juice can that was for this specific purpose, been bent a little bit, so it kind of poured a little bit, and I would pee in the can, see? And then I would very gingerly pour it down through that hole as the car was driving along. Honest to God, sure as we're sitting here, that's the way it worked. Yeah.
Okay, that's bonkers.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. So my Google Maps says that it should take about 7 hours to get to Downers Grove, Illinois from Duluth.
Oh, God, no.
How long did it actually take you?
We left at sunrise.
Yeah.
And it was August, and it was pretty dark when we got there.
No.
It was all day.
Like 14 hours?
Oh, I'm sure it was all of that. I don't remember stopping on the way or anything like that, but I do remember the relentless heat. My brother was with. We had some foodstuffs that was put on in the back window on the ledge there, because it was pretty big in that car, that had melted from the heat. So, you know, it was memorable. Plus, on the way, we saw a fleet of tasty bread trucks, brand new, shiny, tasty bread trucks headed north.
Incredible.
And my dad said, I wonder if that's going to be one of those is going to be my new truck. And sure enough, it was.
Really?
Truck number 1436 was in that group. And that was a big deal for him. He drove that truck until he retired in 1973.
Wow. Okay, so you were about 6 years old when this happened, which would have made your brother 16.
Around 15, 16.
Did he have to pee in the can?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just remember doing it.
This peeing in the can thing is very concerning to me. Very concerning.
He would probably pee in the can and give it to me to flush.
Probably.
Because the hole was over on my side.
God, hole in the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
That is incredible. Quite a trip. Yeah, that is. You would do this several times. You've done this a couple times?
We would go to Downers Grove every couple years.
Oh, boy. Okay, so didn't you go to any places closer than that?
Oh, well, sure. I mean, I was 15 years old before I spent a night in a motel.
Wow.
Otherwise, we would go to the cities where my dad's twin brother lived in Brooklyn Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we would stay with them. And there again, it was in August. And it was blistering hot there, too.
Of course.
And I remember being in what was their den, which was like a 12 by 12 room that had a TV that you could actually sit in there and put your feet up on a cot. And a window was open. There was no fan. And just laying there thinking, oh, God, just take me now. You know, I am so done with this. Jeez Louise, it's hot.
Yeah.
And no, it didn't show me the mercy.
No.
Yeah.
But what did you do down in the cities? Did you ever do, besides just hanging out with family, did you ever do anything?
We would go to the zoo.
Oh.
And I remember the first mall in Minnesota was Southdale, if I remember correctly. It was one of them.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal. So we went to the mall, and it was, look at all these stores inside.
Yeah, that is
it
a good time.
It was crazy.
That's a good time. Did they have air conditioning in the mall?
Oh, I should imagine, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
I don't recall one way or the other. But, we would do things like that. But mainly a vacation like that, and it was my dad's twin brother. And there were people I referred to as my aunts and uncles, but they were really my dad's cousins. That's a whole nother long story.
Sure.
Because of the family problems. But we go to the aunts and uncles and spend time at their houses, maybe.
Mm-hmm,
Spend a night with them. And there was something really neat about having a vacation like that, spending it with someone at their house, that you had breakfast with them, you had dinner with them, you went out with them and did things. And there's a closeness that you get when you stay with someone at their house. And that went back and forth. You know, they would come up our way too. And those were really special vacations that you just remember the feel of it other than god-awful hot.
Right, right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they were pretty swell. And family was just really close. And I don't think, I know people just don't do it that way anymore.
Right, right.
And it just, it loses a lot anyway.
So, so you made decent car trips, stayed with family. Did you ever do any kind of, go ahead.
Oh, we also would go to Hackbarth's Resort.
Oh, see, this is what I want to know. Did you ever go camping or do anything like outdoorsy like that? Go ahead.
I mean, outdoors, like in a tent and stuff?
Yeah.
No, jeez.
Okay, good. Yeah, right.
But we did go to Hackbarth.
That tracks, people.
Hackbarth's Resort. Go to Minong, take a right, go in whatever road that is, a little ways, take another right, and you would arrive at Hackbarth's Resort. It was literally at the end of this road. And it was a couple that owned it, and they had probably four or five cabins there. And we would go, and our friends from across the street, West Holmes, would be there at the same time.
Ooh.
So it was my friend Freddie and I that would vacation like that at this lake. And it had really high banks, going down to the lake. But someone had come in and carved out a gradual runway into the lake, and what they had carved out was all sand.
Yes.
So it was this beautiful sand beach with sandy walls on either side of this carved out spot going to the lake. And it was just really good times.
What did you do? Like, you just swam all day, basically?
Swam all day. We played. It was Freddie's grandfather made canoes.
Mm.
Yeah, he was a very skilled carpenter, and he had a canoe recipe that he put these things together. And my dad said it was the most unusual thing he'd ever seen. It was a lightweight canoe, didn't look any different than any other canoe. But he said, it's impossible to tip them over.
Mm-hmm.
They would get in this canoe, and I remember they're doing this right out by from where we were swimming, trying to tip it over. And they had people lined one end to the other, leaning over in one side as much as they could, and they finally got it to roll.
Yeah.
But it took a heck of an effort.
Wow.
And the grandfather prided himself on these canoes and, you know, Ray, how do you do it? It's my secret.
Oh, boy. Hope he told someone eventually.
Well, yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, I remember having just very good times at Hackbarth's Resort.
Did you ever do the swimming where you're like, I'm swimming around and I go to the place where like there's the lily pad sticking out and then there's like there's all the weeds and they tickle your legs and you think maybe there's a monster underneath the weeds and then the monster's going to come up and grab you and pull you under? Did you ever have that?
Nope.
Oh.
not once.
Just me? Okay.
Just you. I enjoyed swimming. And by swimming, I mean you have a snorkel and a face mask and going under and picking pretty rocks and just looking at fish. My dad had a cousin that had a lake property on Mille Lacs Lake, and we would go there.
Fancy.
Frequently. Now, my dad grew up on Mille Lacs Lake until the house fire burned the place down when he was 12 years old. But he loved Mille Lacs Lake, and he loved going there. So we would go spend time at this cousin's cabin. They were very nice people, very accommodating. They had a lot of property on the lakefront, and they had a boat that my dad could take, and he would go with his twin brother, who would come up from the cities, and they'd go out fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just reveled in that. It was good. I rarely saw my dad having that good of a time. You know,
yeah.
Just relaxing. You could just tell he was so into it.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
Those were good vacation times.
Yeah.
That stuff.
What would you do at Mille Lacs? Do you remember?
Put on the face mask, go under. There was a nice sandy beach. There were these little crayfish
mm-hmm.
that you could look at. And, oh, you'd avoid those like crazy because they'll bite your feet off or something.
See? You know, did have an underwater monster you are afraid
of.
Well,
you might see one every so often.
Yeah, <that's laughs>
and
true.
If you got too close, they would scurry away. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, could be dangerous.
You don't let facts guide you
no.
at that point.
No.
Oh, those were nice vacations. Really wonderful to be able to do that. We did go to a big sandy lake out by McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
And spent a couple of vacations there. One of them, there was a terrific storm that dropped a tree in front of the car and dropped a tree in back of the car.
Oh, geez.
Grandma and Grandpa, Ernest and Sigrid, were there, and they were sitting having breakfast in the morning, and the storm was still going with some lightning and stuff, and there was a zzz that we heard in the aluminum frames, and Grandfather actually got struck by lightning. With that.
What?
He just sat there for a few minutes, just like stunned.
Yeah.
And he came out of it. And he said, I think I was just hit by lightning.
And he had a very, very strong, visceral reaction. Very, very obscene
wow.
words. He probably
yeah.
said something like, op.
Oops. Oof. Oofta.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I better have more coffee.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And
okay.
Oh, yeah. I remember the kaboom that was immediate with the light
mm-hmm.
and the zzz of everything metal in that cabin, you know, kind of a frying sound.
Yeah.
And Grandpa was sitting right by that window.
Wow.
And he was stunned.
Hmm. Did
yeah,
he
go figure.
Did he take up any interesting hobbies afterwards, have any new skills? You could see in the dark.
Well, I couldn't understand a word he said after that. Apparently he learned a new, no, he was fine.
Wow.
He was fine.
Just
but
a
just,
small zap with just, by the lightning.
Yeah, a little zap just to get your attention.
Sure, sure. You need that every so often.
Ernest, this is me, God.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
So that's interesting. The vacation down to Mille Lacs would be your dad's side of the family, but it sounds like
yeah.
this McGregor
yeah.
business was the Lilliqua side, the mother's side of the family, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the Downers Grove one was. She had a sister in California that we never Well, you'd have to take an airplane. Like I say, airplanes, are you kidding? We got a car. And Norman didn't get enough time off to take a drive like that. He did vacation 1 week at a time. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know how much time he had vacation-wise. I just remember miscellaneous weeks. But my dad had a sister in Atlanta. Oh, gosh. Lilburn, Georgia, I believe it was.
So surely this would be a time when you would take a plane.
No. We took the Buick. And I was just 15 years old the October before.
You drove to Atlanta.
So we drove to Atlanta.
Oh, boy. What could go wrong?
Very little freeway stuff at that time. Mm-hmm. I was 15, so what year would it have been? 66. But I did have my permit. Now, Dad drove bread truck for a living. He was considered himself a professional driver, and he drove a lot, but this was his vacation. So we get out, and we're going to leave for Atlanta. We're planning 3 days to make the trip to Georgia.
Sure.
And in a car with no air conditioning, just saying.
Oh, my gosh. Friends.
But
modern conveniences that we need to be very thankful
we
for.
We take for granted.
That's
you know.
Right.
I don't think you can buy a car without air conditioning, can you?
Hard-pressed.
But he handed me the keys as we're walking to the car after we had everything loaded. He says, "You're driving." He says, "I'm riding. This is my vacation." And Ma sat in the back seat, and he and I sat in the front seat. And sure as you're sitting there, I drove for 3 days to Atlanta, Georgia.
He didn't drive at all?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Was there a radio?
Well, there was a radio.
Did you listen to it?
Well, for a little while until it got hot. And then you had to roll down the windows. And then you had to take the wing windows. You used to have those little wing windows. And you'd crank them open, and you'd crank them open past center till actually they caught the wind and blew it in at you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going down south. It's hot. It's hotter than going to Chicago. I know that.
Yep.
So, I drove the whole way. And the first night, I think we stopped in, somewhere in Michigan. And that was the first night I ever spent in a motel.
Really?
At age 15. Yeah.
What do you remember?
Darn little. I think it was just outside of Flint, Michigan. And it was a nothing thing. I do remember stopping on the way back in London, Kentucky, and they had a swimming pool outside.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom, my dad, and I, the three of us, went in this pool because we were so hot. That's the only time I can remember doing that kind of swimming with them. But we drove the whole way, and it was quite a journey because we weren't pressed time-wise. Saw something interesting. See the mystery caves in Kentucky, turn here. We'd turn there and go look at the darn mystery caves.
Yes.
You know, where the bowling ball rolls uphill and water pours up and, you know, all that. We were able to do that on the way.
Incredible.
So it was good fun. You get to the Smoky Mountains, and you're driving through the mountains.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, these windy roads. And we got there around noonish on the final day and start going up the mountain and going round and round, up and up. And oh, geez. And finally you stop at a lookout and you look way down there and you say, oh my God, that's where I was 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
You know, and then you had to come back down.
Yep.
But we went and saw my dad's sister and her husband, my cousin Wayne, and it was a good time. Although the neighbors, see, it was, here again, it's August, and it's Georgia, and the neighbors were putting in new grass, and they had just dirt scraped around there, and with this dirt, they had gotten a load of chicken manure, like a truckload that was piled high.
Oh, no.
So the stench and the flies.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like a little bit of an astringent sort of smell.
It's an acrid scent that clears the sinuses straight away.
Sure.
They did have air conditioning in their house, so it was very comfortable staying and sleeping. And there again, they were very nice people. They had a boat. Uncle Maury was into boating and having boats. So we went up to Lake Lanier. In fact, we went there with Wayne and his family. and just kind of cruised around the lake and stopped at a little place and had a picnic lunch. And it was great. It was a wonderful trip. And then it was 3 days driving back. That was a 2 week vacation in this case.
Yeah, that's a lot of driving back.
But
a lot of driving around.
Yeah, the kid got a lot of miles under
his belt.
Did
you feel like the coolest?
Yeah, I felt really good about myself that first off, my dad trusts me. As you know, he could be quite critical of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a certain way to do it, and that's the way it had to be done. No discussion.
Well, it makes life easier.
And, oh, yeah.
When you can just get your way.
Yeah. And driving was, you know, the same. And, it was good that he approved and he had enough confidence in me that he could sit and recline and relax and just let me do it.
Did you drive in Atlanta? Like when you,
yeah.
Like you went through this, you drove the entire time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We didn't have to go through Atlanta per se. I don't know if I drove in Atlanta because Lilburn is a northern suburb.
Okay.
Suburb. And there wasn't that 12-lane, 90-mile-an-hour bypass thing that, you know, where you change tires at 60 miles an hour. Nothing like that.
Yeah. And if you went through Michigan, you probably did not have to go through Chicago then.
Right. And that was a reason for doing that. We stopped at Downers Grove on the way back for a few days.
Oh, good. Perfect. And why not do that?
As long as you're in the area, might as well pull in, right?
Yes. You get up to Downers Grove and you've driven all the way through Chicago or through Illinois, which, as we all know, is the longest state in human history to drive through.
I don't know. Upper and lower Michigan is a long ride.
True.
Illinois, yeah, corn to the right, corn to the left all day.
It's not interesting, friends. Sorry if you're from Illinois, but it is not interesting.
Well, you know, I think they'll agree with that, too.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
At some point, you get into Indiana, but it's hard to tell where and why that happens. But went over the Mackinac Bridge. I drove over that, and it was really neat to be able to do that.
And so to get back to the earlier point, you weren't listening to a whole lot of music because you had a lot of wind in your face the whole time.
Oh, yeah. The wind was just roaring into the car.
So you had just a bunch of time to kind of ponder your existence?
Pretty much. You could barely talk to one another other than holler.
Wow. That's a lot of thinking time.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes, it is. Days and days. Should we stop here?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did Grandma Dorothy do in the back?
I have no idea. I didn't look at her.
Yeah, who cares? She was living her best life back there. She was maybe doing a little bit of needle pointing or something like that.
Probably knitting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, one of my favorite things, and it's a vacation thing too, but it's a car thing. One of my favorite smells is when you stop the car. Dad would stop the car. He'd fill it with gas, okay? And it's summertime. You got the windows down. So there's that gas smell, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as we'd pull away, he would pull out a cigarette, a pell-mell, and light it with his Zippo lighter. And there would be that first scent of the smoke that would mix with the gasoline scent. I tell you, to this day, it just... That scent is in my head, and I kind of wish I could recreate it at some point.
Yeah, it lives there for free in your head.
I still have his Zippo lighter.
Okay.
And it could be done.
I mean,
I got to get me a good smoker to come along and do some Camel Straights or something.
Yeah, I feel like that's sort of frowned upon, getting gas and striking up the Zippo.
You'd pull away from the pump.
Oh, obviously.
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay, sure.
You got to Kelly. Come on.
Yeah, I feel like at this time was like maybe the gas pump technology was such that there was kind of a lot more of a gas smell.
Maybe.
I feel like it's just got to live in your head, okay?
I feel like it's got to live in the head.
So I think that, wait, do I hear the, is the bridge coming down? I don't know. But what I can say, you like the smell.
Oh, no, boat's just getting through.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about vacation smells. And I would say that one of my vacation smells that I remember was a trip we took to Florida. Do you know what I'm going to tell you?
I know what you're going to say.
Do you know this? Okay.
Go ahead. Tell the story.
So what happened was...
As you know it.
Yeah. We go to Florida, right? And we went to Publix, which is their grocery stores down there, Publix. And we got our groceries and we went and we were staying at the Venice Villas. And friends, this is a whole other story, but...
Yeah, we can talk about our family vacations another time.
Yeah, but I got to tell this story. This short. I know. I got to tell this story. Okay. So we go get groceries and we, you know, unpack them and we're in Florida and it's August because I don't know, August in Florida, but these are choices you made as adults.
Because you kids had things you had to do during the summer.
I mean.
And we had to fit it in. All
fine,
right.
Fine. So we get the groceries, unload the groceries, and we're, you know, doing several days in Florida and the cow. If that van did not stink. And
it was a brand new car.
We could not figure out why it smelled so bad.
Oh,
and
awful.
So we're going somewhere, and I went out to the van, and it was about 700 degrees in there. And I definitely went in the back seat, and there was a weird bag back there, like a rolled up kind of a grocery bag, paper grocery bag. And so I'm like, what is this? And so I pick it up and bring it over to my lap, and immediately squishing through it was the half a watermelon we bought at the Publix 3 days previous, and of course had it absolutely liquefied and rotted over the course of those 3 days.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
It fell through the bag onto my lap. I had this rotten, nasty watermelon-ness all over me.
Yeah.
I'm so upset, but we are like on our way somewhere, right? And so Ma was like, okay, there's the garbage can, outdoor garbage can, go throw it in the dumpster. I threw it in the dumpster and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with my pants? And she's like, here's some like Kleenexes.
And you will never be the same. Will
yeah,
you?
that's how that was. And you know what? That's just a start of the misadventures. So we're going to have to save that. We'll save the Florida stories for another time.
We'll do it again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Getting Bridged podcast is researched and written by Kelly Halston Erickson, remembered and recorded by Jerry Halston at the Compound on Park Point, and produced by Jerry Halston and Kelly Halston Erickson. So we have no one to blame but ourselves. Sources are compiled at rss.com/podcasts/gettingbridged. And you can ask questions and comment on our episodes on Instagram at Getting Bridged, joining our Facebook group by searching Getting Bridged Podcast, and by emailing us at gettingbridged@gmail.com. A special thanks to Mary and Dan, you know who you are, and to the many people in our lives for whom reminiscing is a varsity sport.